Growing up, I had two homes, my grandparents' house and the William H. Hargrave Center in the North Side neighborhood of Chapel Hill. My grandfather, Nate Davis, lived at both. He's worked at Hargrave's for 40 consecutive years and helped make it a true community center.
Hargrave's is just not a facility for a recreation program, and my job just does not consist of manage this facility for recreation leisure activity. It's a lot more to it.
This is Zach. Zachariah?
Okay, go ahead.
How you doing, Zach? Are you having fun in camp? What's some of the things you do over here?
We were playing Uno. And Miss Chalisa said, I won the whole time.
My grandfather became director of Hargrave's 25 years ago. He was brought in by Fred Battle, the previous director and a hometown legend in the Northside neighborhood. People in Northside built Hargrave's in the 1940s to serve the African-American community there. Battle realized early on that my grandfather, or Nate as everybody calls him, shared his vision for a place that would be more than a recreation center.
He's concerned about the people themselves and social life and helping anybody that has a need. They would come to Nate.
There have been many times when my grandfather went beyond the call of duty as director of Hargrave's. It's something he takes pride in doing.
I take it personal about working here. And, you know, I do a lot of personal things for us working with people in the community to help them do better, whether it be housing, job, school, a child getting in trouble that I can go out and go with them into the court system and see what I can do to help them.
My grandfather played a big role in the lives of a lot of kids at Hargrave's. One of them was Northside native Joe Williams, who grew up going to Hargrave's for after school and summer camp. He's 27 now, but he hasn't forgot what my grandfather did for him and his family. He remembers a time when his twin brother Lawrence accidentally caused a fire in their house.
Nate was there, you know, before the ambulance and all the fire department got there. Nate was there to make sure Lawrence was okay. And that was just like, wow, because I don't know how he heard, but he heard and he was there before I even got there, before me and my grandmother got there.
My grandfather Nate also provided a needed role model for those who didn't know where to look for guidance.
You know, remind you, me and Lawrence never had a father, so Nate kind of took that place. And mind you, I have a three-year-old, so he instilled the qualities of a man, of a good man, a respectful man. And he gave that to us, so that way we can give it to somebody else.
Over the duration of my grandfather's time at Hargrave's, the Northside community has begun to change. Housing prices rose as investors bought homes to rent to students from nearby UNC. It's become more difficult for families who have been living there to afford to stay. Keith Edwards, a lifelong Northside resident and friend of my family, says this is partly what makes it difficult for my grandfather to retire.
Our community, we're losing it. It's almost gone. And the kids that come there, they have to be wrapped in some kind of shelter of love and understanding that your grandfather give to many who come there. He has to be assured that that's going to carry on. He is so afraid of that not happening. That is why he's still working.
My grandfather has told me several times he's looking into retirement. But every day something comes up that he feels if he were not around, the problem would not be addressed.
I don't think there will ever be anyone here that care as much as I care. But someone here that's going to continue doing some of the things that myself and Fred Baller have established at Hargrave's as far as working with people in the community and caring for people in the community and helping people.
I hope Hargrave's does get someone with the same passion and dedication as my grandfather. But it's clear to people like Joe Williams, he won't be easy to replace.
Who is this guy? Like, Nate's not real. That's what type of guy Nate is. Like, don't nobody realize. Nate has done so much for the community, for people. Nate is like everything. Everything.
I don't know if you guys enjoy playing in the gym.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We play dodgeball.
So at least for now, anytime you go to Hargrave Center, chances are you'll see my grandfather, the 6-foot, bald-headed guy wearing casual attire and a welcoming smile, Nate Davis. For the Summer Youth Radio Institute, I'm Jarrell Davis, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Wait, are we going to be on the radio?
Cool.